弟兄姊妹大家平安。
Peace be to all the brothers and sisters.
高兴我们可以一起在教会来敬拜神。
We're very happy that we can come to church to worship God.
很快一个星期要过去。
Very quickly a week has passed.
又要进入安息圣日，我们又可以领受神更多的祝福。
And we are entering into the Sabbath during which we can receive even more blessings from God.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名来跟我们分享让神成为我们的依靠这个题目。
And now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to share the topic of making the Lord our trust.
我们从诗篇三十八篇开始，我们一直在读到一个主题。
Starting from Psalm chapter 38, as we read, we will notice a theme.
就是这个作者他在病痛当中一直在呼求神。
And we see that the author, in the times of his illness, he keeps on crying out to God.
从三十八篇、三十九、四十到四十一篇都是一样。
From chapter 38, 39, 40, and 41 are all the same.
都是在求神说：“主啊，你赶快来救我。”
He is crying out to God to rescue him.
因为我在罪当中受苦了。
Because he is suffering in the midst of his sin.
因为罪，所以他肉体受苦，他心灵忧伤。
And because of sin, his physical body is suffering and his heart is sorrowful.
那这一系列的诗篇呢，让我们有一个很重要的反省。
And so these series of psalms cause us to reflect.
通常我们在病痛当中，我们很直接的会先寻求人的帮助。
Often in times of illness, we will very naturally seek first for the help of man.
但是从这一系列的诗篇里面发现，有时候即使好朋友的安慰都不是很真实。
But from these series of psalms, we can see that sometimes the comfort of our friends may not be very sincere.
那更不用说，那有些人就远远站在旁边看着，也不理了。
And not to mention some people who just stand afar off and do not care to approach and to show concern.
那在这样的情况下，你看这个诗人，他是怎么样把他所有的依靠都放在神身上？
In this type of situation, how can this author place his entire trust onto God?
我们今天晚上要从诗篇四十篇来看，怎么样让我们自己真的完全的依靠神。
Today, from tonight, from Psalm chapter 40, we will see how we can put our complete trust in God.
作者他一直在呼吁神，求神赶快来救。
The author continues to cry out to God and calls to him to save him.
这当中他提到一个很重要的关键的态度。
Here we see there is a very key attitude.
就是说他耐心等候神。
That he is waiting patiently for God.
就是等候神是用耐心等候，不是在抱怨当中很无奈的受苦。
As he waits patiently, he is not complaining and in a midst of great suffering as he waits.
诗篇四十篇告诉我们这位作者本身他是怎么蒙神的救赎，蒙神的恩典的。方法是什么？
Chapter 40 tells us the method that the author is able to receive the salvation from God.
他从这个病痛当中被神拯救的体验是什么？
And it shares his experience of how it was like to be saved from the midst of illness.
然后他有这个体验之后，他是怎么样来赞美感谢神的？
And after he had this experience, how he praised God.
然后他怎么样向众人来宣扬神的美德？
And how he proclaimed to everyone the beauty of the Lord.
他想到他过去曾经领受过神的恩典。
And he thought about how he had received the blessings of God in the past.
就没有办法停止感谢。
So he cannot stop himself from praising God.
但是事实是他现在还是在受苦。
But the reality is that he is still in the midst of suffering.
所以最后从第十一节开始呢，就是他谦卑的祷告。
So starting from verse 11 is his humble prayer.
他求神赶快来拯救他。
He asked God to quickly come and save him.
因为他相信神是有慈爱、有怜悯的。
Because he believes that God has mercy and has kindness.
神可以保守他，让他不会失落信心。
That God can preserve him so that he will not lose his faith.
神可以为他解决这个罪的问题。
That God can solve this issue of sin.
那神可以拯救他出离这个害他人的手。
And that he can save him from the hands of those who want to harm him.
最后他的祷告里面有几个心愿。
And finally, we see some of the desires of his heart in his prayer.
到最后他求神说：“主啊，你 不要单言，要赶快来救我。
At the end, he asked God to please not to tarry, but to hurry and to save him.
我们今天晚上就从这一篇来看看我们怎么样把这位神哦邀请成为来进入我们的生命里面来做我们的依靠。
So tonight we will study this chapter of how we can invite our Lord to be our complete trust in our life.
第一节四十篇第一节说
，Chapter 40, verse 1 says，
他说：“我曾耐性等候主，他垂听我的呼求。”
I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me. He heard my cry.
这是大卫的诗，他在他一生当中经历很多神的拯救。
This is the Psalm of David that expresses how throughout his life he has experienced how God has saved him many times.
那从这几篇看来啊，从三十八篇开始，这个他的病痛当中，很有可能是他晚年的时候，他老的时候所写的。
Starting from chapter 38, it is very possible that the illness he describes is in his old age.
那在他也遭遇到肉体的病痛。
And he is experiencing physical suffering.
那他说，第一节说，我曾经耐心的等候神。
Verse 1 of chapter 40 says, I waited patiently for the Lord.
那我呼求神，我呼求神，神就垂听我祷告。
And when he cried out to God, then God heard him.
所以他用祷告来呼求神的怜悯。
He used prayer to cry out to God and to cry for his mercy.
然后他真的经历过神垂听他的呼求，他在祷告上是有体验的。
And he experienced how God heard his prayer and he had experience within his prayer.
你看，这个就是我们一个人通常在病痛的时候，我们会感到很无助。
Usually for men, when we are in times of illness, we feel very helpless.
在最无助的时候，我们是否能够耐心来等候神呢？
At the time when we feel most helpless, are we able to wait patiently for the Lord?
我们现在这个社会其实各方面的生活条件变得很方便，让我们人失去了耐心。
And because today our standard of living is so good that it has caused man to lose their ability to have patience.
有时候我们再想想看，生命当中什么事情是值得等待的？
Sometimes we think about it in life, what is worth waiting for?
你看，我们有时候假日去餐馆吃饭，会看到有人真的排队排很远啊，排很久，为了要吃一顿饭。
Sometimes when we go to the restaurant, we see that there are people who are lining up in a very long line.Just to wait and eat the food there.
那甚至下大雨的都舍不得走，还要继续等。
Even if it is raining, they will still be in line waiting to get in.
有人可为了要吃那个一份，吃一顿饭到那个餐馆去吃饭，可能要等上一个小时、两个小时，有人也甘愿呢。
For a meal, some people, because they are so willing to eat that dish, because they want to eat the dish, they are willing to wait 1 hour or 2 hours.
哦，那表示说，事实上生命当中有些事情，我们觉得说我。愿意等，因为值得。
This means that in life there are some things that we are willing to wait for because we feel that it is worth it.
但是大部分的时间我们都不愿意等待。
But most of the time we are unwilling to wait.
所以我们现在如果那个 internet 速度慢一点，我们就觉得等不及了。
And sometimes when the internet speed is kind of slow, then we already feel, this is too much for me to handle.
医生 make appointment， 如果医生来看我们比较晚的时候，我们也会觉得怎么医生。不把我放在眼里，不会很重视我的病痛。
If we make an appointment to see the doctor, if the doctor is a little bit late, we will feel how come this doctor is not really respecting me and not showing a lot of concern for how serious my illness is.
我们到快餐店去点餐，如果这个服务生送来的或者叫我们的号码比较晚的时候，我们就觉得这个服务不好，下次不要来了。
If we go to a fast food restaurant, if the person calls our number, takes a long time in doing so, then we will think next time we're not going to come here, the service isn't good.
所以其实我们渐渐的在这个日常生活当中已经失去了等待这个美德了。
So in our daily life, gradually we are already losing this quality or this beautiful trait of patience.
大卫他说他曾经耐心等候神。
But David says that he waited patiently for the Lord.
什么是值得等待？
What is worth it to wait for?
神值得等待。
God is worth it.
那有时候年轻人要等待，等待那个真正的爱，真爱也值得等待。
And sometimes for you, young people, they are waiting for true love, and this love is also worth waiting for.
哦，所以这个就是要在这个等待的过程当中，才会蒙受神的祝福，也才会体验到。真正的这个爱情是有多美好。
And it is through this waiting that they will experience how beautiful this love is and how wonderful it is.
哦，那所以这里特别提到说，耐性等候神，这样一个对神的态度，一直持续到最后一节，都还这样讲。
And from verse 1, his attitude of patiently waiting continues all the way to the end.
所以最后一节他说
The last verse says,
他说我是困苦穷乏的，主仍然顾念我，你是帮助我的，搭救我的，主啊，求你不要单言。
Verse 17, but I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God.
他是在痛苦当中，他跟神说，主啊，你是会顾念我的。
In the midst of his pain, he says, the Lord thinks of me.
So, in the